flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sam Schwartzstein is with us. So I don't know what you guys watch on Thursday Night Football with Amazon Prime, but I don't ever do the main broadcast. It might as well just be like MTV for me, right? I am on the Next Gen Stats Nerdcast, and you see Sam breaking things down. You'll see him throughout the broadcast. But the things that I just crave are, first of all, the ability to watch the All 22 from above, that crowd cam, or the sky cam, the predictive blitzes that you guys have, all of those things that are adding to the broadcast. So Stanford background, let's just go back to the beginning. How did you get into the game here where you said, I'm going to change the way people watch this stuff?
Yeah, I feel very fortunate having played football at Stanford. Even before that, I grew up in Texas. And high school football in Texas is the king, and my school was the king at the time.
Which one?
Southlake Carroll. So we won 3 state championships while I was there. Lost my first game my senior year and got to play. I actually beat Nick Foles in the state championship. So
wow.
He may be a Super Bowl champion, but he'll never be a Texas 5A state football
champion. Won a state champ.
Yeah, so, you know, look, we all make choices in life.
Danny, I think you do an impression of his high school football coach, don't you?
I'll tell you something, man. You want ultimate victory, look in the heart and the eyes of the man next to you. Settle up. Go and hold hands. Bow your heads real quick. Deliver us a victory. The rest of them can go right to hell. Amen.
Amen.
Does that take it back a little bit?
Oh, dadgum it does. You know, not many Schwartzies in Texas, but I bought all the way in on that.
There you go.
You know, and we were part of spread offense, then going to Stanford, having played there, we did things completely different. I got to learn football from some of the best minds, whether it's Jim Harbaugh, David Shaw, Greg Roman. Vic Fangio was our defensive coordinator and used to give us fits as a center, and I'm trying to predict who's going to blitz.
Out of the league and back there, or like how did that happen?
He was like on a rental. So there's been a Ravens or a Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh exchange program that's gone on for years.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. You know, Greg Roman was there. And Vic was there. He came with us, and he actually never moved into a home. He lived in the team hotel because, oh, okay, this might be a rental
right.
that we get with him. And so, you know, there was a lot of great innovation that took place there, and that kind of gave me that mindset. And having worked in Silicon Valley after that in school, I got opportunity to go work at the XFL, and that's really the first time I got to, you know, change football. And being a data guy, a nerd, as you would say, I know we're amongst family here, so that's where I got the opportunity to kind of really stretch my wings and show how analytics and data can help influence the game. And so getting to do football and technology, you know, even insurance, I did pretty much everything under the sun at the right. XFL to ultimately get to do Prime Vision. And Prime Vision with Next Gen Stats, we were just talking before we got on air, and it really is the broadcast football fans would love to have. You're watching the game from a quarterback's point of view. We're using AI, utilizing the player tracking chips in the shoulder pads and in the football. People may not realize that there is a chip in the football.
Why don't we use it to spot the damn ball then?
That's a longer conversation. We'll get there. But we're able to use all this data to then train models, and we inject, whether it's, you know, my feedback into the model, or Andrew Luck, he was my college roommate, he would inject feedback into the model.
And still does.
You know, he's GM at Stanford now, but he still, I communicate with him on a daily basis about these things, about how can we help people watch the game from a quarterback's point of view. So you don't need 15 years of football experience like I had to be able to identify blitzers. Now as an audience, as you're learning to watch the game, you can see in real time whether it's defensive alerts, coverage ID model, pressure alert, defensive vulnerabilities. You're not watching the game very similar to how a quarterback would watch the game.
So, Sam, as exact as that is, right? Like, that's precision. That's the kind of advanced stuff that I've always kind of craved. It drives me crazy, just as a pudgy zilch, sitting on my couch going, well, here are these world-class athletes that move faster than regular people can comprehend and can do so much. And then here's like a portly guy my age from 20 yards away kind of jogging over, not in a straight line, and sort of goes, the ball was kind of here. And it just, we sort of just live with that. You know, like, I can't believe how this multi-billion dollar enterprise with access to what you're talking about, it's not to the point that it's proprietary, it's on television. It's now being relayed to, again, to dork, idiot zilches like myself, where I go, that guy's going to blitz because Sam circled it. Like, that's where we are, and yet we still have this totally inexact, I don't know, sort of here-ish kind of thing. Just me kvetching your thoughts.
Yes. I 100% understand the frustration, but how many times since the 90s have we heard the yellow line is not right. For administrative purposes, as I would put it in the XFL. So when I was doing the XFL, this was obviously – every time you ask somebody, what rule would you change or what would you change about football, almost every single person says, why do we use chains, right? And there's that conversation. So I've been down this exact same route that everyone else has been, is how come we're not using a chip in the ball? And then the more I research it, it goes, well, it's not an exact science. And we can accept people being fallible and having humans go, okay, it's kind of there, it's kind of not there. But you then have to realize, how often is this coming up? These kinds of plays where we do need to have an exact measurement that's not off of eyeballs. You need to have possession. You need to have all these different things going on. And when do we choose to use this technology? Let's say it existed. How often would we use it? How much would we sacrifice if we needed to have another chip in the ball or more technology in the football? For the performance of the football, we actually care more about the throws, but, you know, what if we put more weight in the football and it's not the same thing and the center of gravity of the football is not the same? I end up getting a patent on football design because I went through a very iterative process to change what the leather would be like.
I think I want you to take this as a compliment. I think you are what I would want to be if I was super smart. seriously, like, all the stuff you're doing is stuff that, like, I want to do, but I don't know anything. I don't know how to do anything. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think what I feel fortunate of is you have to fail a lot, right? And I think you have a lot
I'm
of
good at that.
You have a big following on social media. You have your own show. I think you're doing fantastic for yourself.
Well, I appreciate you.
But you have to fail a lot. And actually, that's something that Andy Jassy, our CEO, told us at our talent seminar was, hey, if we're not failing, we're not trying hard enough. We're not pushing hard enough. And that's what I feel comfortable at Amazon and using at Prime Vision for Next Gen Stats is we're able to try a lot of things. You will never see the same show week to week because we're trying new things all the time, whether it was drive focus, defensive vulnerabilities. Some weeks we're going to have some features. You know, we can now tune each week how we want defensive alerts to react based off our knowledge of each team. So
it's going to be catered to the teams. Let me jump in on that. It's Sam Schwartzstein is with us. You see all of his work come to life Thursday nights, Amazon Prime's broadcast. What is the next frontier? Or, like, where are we going? So right now, my experience is so enhanced just seeing the routes as they're being run, drawn on the field for me, seeing the, oh, that guy's blitzing. Okay, let's watch him. Like, is there something either you're working on that we can know about or like, something that you're not maybe yet and you go, you know what I think would be awesome as a guy who played for a long time would be if people could experience this?
So I can't give you execs. We just had an amazing meeting with our team of data scientists and engineers in London. We get everyone in the room and we kind of talk through the different ideas, coordinated by Alex Strand, who's our coordinating producer on Prime Vision. We try and think about what would be fun. But I can tell you this. If the teams care, we care because the fans care. And so that's our kind of our mantra on everything we do is our teams tracking this. How much time did I as a player spend on third down period when I was preparing for Vic Fangio in training camp? And then each team, Nick Bilotti at Oregon, like all these different things that we were preparing for. Well, that's why we started there, because there's so much prep time and blitz pickup, right? And so if you think about if teams care, that's our main mantra. We're going to try and focus on getting the viewer that. So we're never going to do anything for technology's sake. We're going to just focus on how do we get the viewers into the same mindset the players and the teams have.
I don't know if you think this would be interesting, Danny. I'm just thinking about this now. Mm-hmm. What would be really cool and helpful to me, maybe this is like too I'm sure part of it for you is you don't want to be visually convoluting. I'd love to see like the path of the pullers, or even just like conceptually. I don't know if this is predictive AI wise, but like who's got who up front before a snap? Because to me, when I go back on some of my favorite accounts and see like how did that play work, I have to. The outside stuff is easier, but like inside, I've got to watch it four or five times. I just think that'd be an interesting way to watch something.
Danny, thoughts?
So I smell what you're cooking there. I mean, to me, the how, so like a play actually worked, sprung, or didn't work, where it was blown up, where it failed, right? Because it's, you know, again, the guys that live and breathe this thing, a great color guy on TV can go, watch right here, the defensive tackle burst through the line. It's like in real time, that's hard to find, but like understanding and sort of seeing those things after the fact, like the pulling guard didn't get to this spot where he was supposed to, that caused the play to fail, or work, or otherwise.
Or
I'm into that. Yeah, the how. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys bring up a great point, and something that you'll notice from our broadcast is we have very, very big AI models that can solve some problems, but I'm never going on there and telling you, here's how we did it. It's so great. You're just seeing a red orb, right? Or you're just seeing a red orb.
That's what we call it.
That's defensive alert.
The circle. Okay.
You know, it's technically not an orb. We just like the word orb. Orb would mean that we encompass the player. It's a topic of conversation in the Amazon office. But the orb, or we're just popping off the bug what the coverage is, man or zone. I think what you're bringing up is a visualization about how do we know when a player did something good or a player's in the right spot? How do we know that in real time? And I think those are great solutions. And I think something I go back to from our XFL days is what do fans love most about football? It's strategy and innovation. And how do I help you get better into that strategy? Or when we see a brand new innovation, how do we show that off? And how do we show off that, hey, a coach did something that an AI model has not seen before?
What about, and Sam Schwartzstein is with us here talking technology, football, Amazon Prime broadcast. As we move forward now into kind of the next era, I mean, one of the big things that's becoming prevalent is VR. Jaden Daniels in D.C. uses these goggles, and he's on two speed playing the game before the game. Cliff Kingsbury uploads all of the, basically the plays and the defensive looks. You said you mastered in VR. How much are you dabbling in that, or is that a completely different field than kind of what you're doing?
Yeah, I look at what we do right now on Amazon is augmented reality. We're giving you the camera angle. That would be like the real-life version. That's step one. And then augmented reality was how do we enhance what you're seeing normally but with visualizations. So think of like a heads-up display on a car or a video game. That's kind of the same augmented reality that you're having. VR is a totally, you're immersing yourself into that visualization. And Tavita Pritchard, who was my first college quarterback, who then was the quarterbacks coach at Stanford when we first used...
For the Commanders fans, still your quarterbacks coach, almost got the Jets OC job.
Yeah. Yes, very, very, very amazing coach. And he was one of the first coaches to use virtual reality. Striver was the company started
Did
by Derek
really?
Belch.
So him and Jaden.
Oh, this is
simpatico.
It's simpatico. And hearing him talk about Jaden and how he compares him to Andrew Luck and the mindset that these guys have. But he used virtual reality with Kevin Hogan, who, you know, three-time Rose Bowl starter, two-time Rose Bowl champion quarterback at Stanford, and VR was a big reason for how they could get those extra reps and be able to get the looks that you might not see otherwise and be able to get the timing, because something for me as football is, yes, I'm a nerd, but at some point you're going to have to hit somebody or somebody's going to try to hit you.
Right.
And so I was very good on the board. I could do every single play on the board, but then I had a 300-pounder in my face, and that's why I didn't get on the field for my first 3 years is because I can't translate the board. But the VR lets you do is kind of take you that next step of how can I process information while under pressure without the risk of injury. And so I think that's what helps Jaden does it well. Tavita Pritchard, who's, again, an amazing coach and is able to then take that learnings and also then communicate to a quarterback the uniqueness of what they're going to see. Because if you're a Commanders fan, the defense you see is going to be different than every other defense that you're seeing, that the opponent's seeing for every week. So this is why VR is so important, because with the up-tempo, with the air raid style offense that Cliff runs, you need to be able to get a different look because you can't get the same look on film.
Danny, how steamed up are you right now?
Oh, I love this kind of stuff, man. I mean, I ultimately, Sam, want to use you kind of as a weapon in sports debates. You know what I mean? Like, I want, like, all sorts of VR, not VR, but like AI overlays of, like, okay, Jamar Chase ran this exact route combination this way. Jefferson ran it this way. A.J. Brown ran it this way. Terry McLaurin ran it this way. Here are their rankings in terms of every, you know, millimeter blade of grass. Boom. Like, you know what I mean? I want to weaponize you.
I want to become friends with him. I get the sense you and Andrew Luck play like Settlers of Catan or something.
Yeah, I don't play games I don't win, so I don't play with him on that. I don't play him in ping pong. I don't play
You're
him
still
in
tight
Catan.
With him, right?
Oh, yeah, very tight. Our families, our wives are super close. And it's great seeing him now at Stanford as a GM. I think that's a growing part of football is someone who's passionate. And so, you know, who doesn't need – that's his dream job. He doesn't need the job, you know. So it's great for him.
He's
going
to do
it Stanford
well.
Football.
This was an awesome chat. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Sam Schwartzstein doing amazing things. Amazon Prime Broadcast.